Pues. Pues, Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thine unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above, to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the results of all our counsels, maybe to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, the time is now past 10. I therefore move that SO5 be suspended for the business of the House to resume. Thank you.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 4th April 2019.
Honorable members, record of votes and proceedings. 1 to 4. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Can a member move?
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 4th April 2019 has been adopted. Laying of papers. Honorable Lahai Mara, Deputy Chairman, Public Accounts Committee.
Mr. Speaker, let me use this opportunity to appreciate the leader of government business, the Honorable C.D. Tunis, for making sure that we do have the technical audit report in Parliament. I want to commend him for that. And that is a leadership role, that the dignity of Parliament should be protected by the leaders of this House. And those MDAs should know that, yes, indeed, we are members of Parliament and we are Parliament. This report, Mr. Speaker, is a document that belongs to Parliament. It is our document. No one, Mr. Speaker, do have the mandate, the authority, or the responsibility to look into these reports without waiting for Parliament. No one, Mr. Speaker. No one. Mr. Speaker, Section 95 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone. Section 95 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone clearly states that if you obstruct the functions of Parliament, either directly or indirectly, it's a contempt of Parliament. And Mr. Speaker, if you go to Section 96, it is clearly stated that contempt is a criminal offense. So therefore, Mr. Speaker, let me use this opportunity to send strong message to those MDAs, ministry departments and agencies that may want to obstruct the functions of Parliament directly or indirectly. If we charge you for contempt, you are a criminal. Again, Mr. Speaker, don't worry, my leader, I will not charge the Minister of Finance for contempt. I will not. He's not yet a criminal. Mr. Speaker, again, the Audit Service Sierra Leone raised issues bordering around compliances. That is, MDAs to follow strict procedures, to follow laid down rules, regulations, laws that govern their institutions. If those laws are not being followed, there are always issues being raised by the Auditor General. And Section 119 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone, subsection 4, clearly states it is a mandatory requirement, Mr. Speaker, that this Auditor General submit a report, not to the Minister of Finance, that the Auditor General submit a report to Parliament. Therefore, submitting that report to the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Finance launching the report, Mr. Speaker, they are in breach of procedural. Section 119, subsection 4 of the Constitution of Sierra Leone. And Section 119, subsection 1 again, the Auditor General is only an Auditor General when he or she is being approved by this House. So, Mr. Speaker, we rely on your authority to protect the House. And when you go to Standing Order 70, subsection 6B, it clearly states, Mr. Speaker, that the Public Account Committee deals with the Auditor General's report and special reports, like this technical audit report is a special report. And special report of the Auditor General, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, laying the report here today, I want to state this clearly. Does not in any way, Mr. Speaker, make it a public document. Not yet. Because the report is still in process. After laying it here, Parliament will take a decision and submit it to the Public Account Committee for further deliberation, Mr. Speaker. Therefore, it is not yet a public document until the report of the Public Account Committee is being tabled. Then you can compare the Auditor General's report with that of the Public Account Committee report. This is not the first report we've received. This is not the first special audit report we've received, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, order, please. Order.
We have also received, Mr. Speaker, the Ebola audit report. It is also another special audit report instituted by the Auditor General of this country. I want to commend her. She's doing well as a woman. But also, woman. but also we should be able to follow strict procedures, adheres to strict procedures, because they are the audit service alone. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, with the leave of the chairman also acting today as the speaker of this parliament, and also all members of the Public Account Committee, I beg to lay on the table of the House the following two documents. Roman number one, report on the technical audits of Social Security, Telecommunication, Civil Works, Energy Sectors, Volume 1, full report, March 2019. Roman number 2, report on the technical audit of Social Security, Telecommunication, Civil Works, and Energy Sectors, Volume 2, Appendix, March 2019.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mara. I would at this stage join my colleague Honorable Mara in sending a very strong message. I will first and foremost start by issuing a warning to the Auditor General so that in the future, when she prepares a report, except probably for the President, she should ensure that that report is submitted to Parliament and not to the Minister of Finance. Ensure that it is submitted to Parliament and not to the Minister of Finance. It is not the business of the Minister of Finance to receive the Auditor General's report. That's all the more reason why we are having this kind of complication today. The law is the law. It is either wholly kept or wholly sacrificed. I don't want MDAs to take advantage of our internal, sometimes we quarrel here and there and so on, but that is for Parliament. It is our nature to quarrel. But we don't want any MDA to take advantage of that. Of course, the nation will get used to members of Parliament quarreling. They'll get used to us. It's in our nature. But please, we don't want any MDA to take advantage of that. The Ministry of Finance has nothing to do with the Auditor General's report until it is submitted to Parliament. This particular special report is going to be looked into by the Public Accounts Committee, and we'll do the necessary recommendations in our report that we'll table before this House. In the circumstances, I'm warning every MDA in the Republic of Sierra Leone to keep off this report. Otherwise, if you obstruct the work of Parliament, then you'll be held in contempt. And we intend pursuing that to the utmost conclusion. Like I said, we must be a nation of laws. Otherwise, we'll just jump into lawlessness. If anybody can get hold of any document and begin to run commentaries on them, then I think we'll be in a very serious problem. So I crave the indulgence of MDAs. Of course, I've spoken to the Commissioner for the Anti-Corruption Commission to stay put until we would have looked into this particular report and arrive at conclusions. That's our job. Allow us to do our job. Yes, so, the next item.
tribute to the memory of the late Honorable Momodu Eskimo Mansare, Member of Parliament, Constituency 043, Konadugu District.
Honorable members, I said that I was going to conclude this sitting in 30 minutes. And I intend just that. So, be snappy, please. Each speaker, take not more than 2 minutes. Be very, very snappy. We have other concerns to see to. Let's proceed. Yes, Honorable. On my right, the Honorable on my right. After him, you. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Honorable member, I will give particular preference to members of parliament from Koinadugu and Falaba. Proceed.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, as we are all aware, we've lost a colleague with whom we've been here all this while, almost a year. Personally, as a member of parliament, the late Eskimo, that was the first name I knew of that late gentle honorable. He was so passionate about his constituency, about his constituents. He was a decent character. He was an introvert, very friendly. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it's a shock to this house to have lost a noble character of that nature. Besides being a politician, with my few moments of stay in parliament, with the few interactions I had with him, I knew he was somebody very friendly. He had a noble background. He had passion for his people. If today we can't see him anymore, I want to wish on behalf of myself and this parliament, the family, to be consoled, and that as an MP, I don't know when my time comes. This is a warning to all of us. Let us be our brother's keeper. If the late Eskimo had been a controversial, if an unfriendly person, his loss outwardly would have sent a signal, but inwardly would have been different. On that note, I want to wish the late man to rest in peace, and on behalf of this parliament, to say goodbye to the late Eskimo. Take your rest, my brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today is another sad day for we, the people of Koinadugu District, especially Wara Wara Bafodia. Why did I say so? Honorable Eskimo was a very tolerant MP. For the past 1 year, Honorable Eskimo has been very tolerant to his constituent. Honorable Eskimo is a father, is a brother, is an uncle, is a friend, is a great friend. Mr. Speaker, honorable member, I came to know Honorable Eskimo when he was a youth leader in Wara Wara Bafodia. That is why Leaders, we are born. Leaders are not being created, but leaders, we are born. That's Honorable Eskimo. He was born to be a leader. He served that chiefdom for many years, and during his tenure of office as a youth leader, he developed a lot of youth in that chiefdom. That's Honorable Eskimo. From there, notwithstanding, he came down to Kabbalah and then volunteered himself to be a local journalist. He was presenting a popular program, SO2, called Make It Complain. Go to Kabbalah today. The little children on the street, they will tell you, Make It Complain, that's Honorable Eskimo. Today, the entire district, especially Kabbalah townships, all of them are crying today because of Honorable Eskimo. Today, Honorable Eskimo is gone. Look at the family sitting over there. The children, the wife, uncle, brothers, all of them. It's a pity. For just 1 year, we know how it takes someone to go into a political world and then become a member of parliament. We know how it takes. And today, that's the man. That's the man. That's the man gone today. In conclusion, Mr. Speaker, I will say this again. The history of Koinedugu will never be completed without mentioning Honorable Eskimo Masareng, because he has done a lot for that district. He has done a lot for Falaba. May Almighty Allah grant this honorable member, a late honorable member, Arjanna. May Almighty Allah give him peace in hereafter. Barak Rabbana Atina fi dunya asanatan wa fil akhirah asanatan wa qina adhaban nar. I thank you. May his soul rest in perfect peace.
Honorable Siraj. Is he here? Rabbi, is Rabbi here?
We've won elections already, don't worry. We've been it now. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. I'm very much close to the late man. As you can see, this is empty seat. And I could remember that he debated twice, and on each occasion, he would like to talk to me first. I have a short poem, and maybe that will bring about courage and somehow soothe our comfort in all time of bereavement, especially also when I know that the wife and the kids are just out there.